How's that?
That is great.
Okay. I got it all muted out. I'll back up just a second. I want to remind everyone the importance of taking advantage of all the current programs that are coming to halt this weekend. Of course, this is the last week of the month and last week of the year. All the promotions that are going out, including the $49 religious leader promotion, the $49 single parent promotion, the advanced to manager and drive director promotions, all end this Friday. And, of course, prepaid will be open all week, including New Year's Eve, this Friday, December the 31st. So in order to get everything processed, try to have all your stuff at the home office by 2 p.m. And I want to encourage everyone on the call to maximize these promotions to end 2004 on a very high note. Personally, if you would, personally contact your individual teams in order to snap them out of the holiday mode and start out the new year with a bang. Now to introduce the first of tonight's three special guest speakers, I want to welcome the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, Mr. Ken Moore, to the call. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, Randy. What a great Christmas everyone I've talked to has had. I mean, it's just been absolutely wonderful. And as I look back over this year, you know, what a wonderful team we have. And I tell you what, Randy, I have people after people from other teams call in and say, gee, man, I wish our team was like that. I can feel the love in your team. I can feel camaraderie in the team. I can tell how they want to help each other. And that makes me, as a leader of the team, feel good. And I want to encourage everyone to use the fact between now and Friday that to help people get it, to help them buy a membership. If they go ahead and buy it now, they're going to have the IRS audit protection for an extra year to wait through the first day of 2005. They've lost a year of that. That'll be a good way to close the sale and also to write up associates. Remember, they're in business for themselves, and therefore they're going to have a lot of write-offs. They're going to get more write-offs than what it costs them to get in business this next week. So I'd encourage them to use that. And also, Randy, before we start the call, I'd like to say that we like to start every year 2005 off with Mr. Stonesifer as our guest speaker because he is the founder of the company. And again, this year, next Monday night, even though it's New Year's, he's got a lot of exciting announcements going to be going on Monday and for the new year, and he will be our special guest speaker next Monday night. So everybody, put that on your calendar. Be sure and be on there. Let's make that the greatest call we've had. And now, Randy, this next gentleman is a personal friend of mine, a personal friend of yours. We've been to Washington, D.C. together. We've been a lot of places together. In 1996, he got in prepaid, and used to. We had a really hard way to make manager, but he made it in 6 months, did a great job. Built a large organization out in West Texas, and then he took a couple of years off because he had some parents who needed his help, so he took a couple of years off sabbatical, helped those parents, and that was a great thing to get to do. And then he come back, immediately went right to work, immediately his organization started to grow, and he's now our VP in the Amarillo area, a personal friend of mine, Mr. Ron Cates.
Well, good evening, everyone on the call. And, Kenny, I just want to say it's a wonderful thing to hear your lively voice on this call tonight. Glad that you're with us and doing well. I want to thank everybody and hope that all of you had a wonderful Christmas. And, Randy, more importantly, I hope every one of us kept Christ in our celebrations over that Christmas holiday. But what I'd like to do tonight, are you hearing me all right, by the way?
You're coming in loud and clear.
Okay. What I'd like to do tonight for just a few moments here, and I appreciate this time to visit with your whole crew out there, but I'd like to share some thoughts on something that's been working really well in building our business out in Amarillo, Texas, and all of West Texas recently. And the topic that I want to talk about tonight is using group school as a tool. Now, how do you do that? Well, first of all, it's predicated on recruiting really excited and motivated people, first of all. And Randy and Kenny, as you guys know, when we've been in business for several years, a lot of times we have a tendency to lean toward what I call some mass recruiting, you know, just kind of hoping the cream comes to the top. And I'll tell you, my experience in doing mass recruiting like that, I've wound up doing what I call a little babysitting and really and truly stifling the initiative of some people. So I think it's really important that, and I think you'd agree that America today is just absolutely ripe with very talented people out there and people whose lives have recently been changed. How many people on this call have heard about something called downsizing? I know that's everybody on here has heard that, but I tell you what, it's a very tragic thing if it hasn't happened to you when you deal with people that have had those downsizing things happen. It's just something that is a very traumatic time in life, and I think we need to give those people not only a new beginning with prepaid, but show those people some empathy. Now, it's true, if we prospect those people and prospect business owners, I think we need to look for people that have a very strong why and why they want to do this business.
Can't hear anything.
But that's what we've been doing out here in Amarillo is prospecting in that particular genre of people, small business owners, people that have lost their jobs, been down. came down size recently. And I think if you do, Randy, you're still going to have to do a little bit of separating the wheat from the chaff. But if you take those people with that strong why and you work with them and remember that they've lost some of their dreams recently, you're going to have some quality people come to the surface in your recruiting efforts. But here's the crust of what I want to say to you. And, Randy, you know this is true, and, Kenny, you know it's true. But in recruiting, if we're doing it right, we're making a lot of strong commitments about supporting the people we recruit. You know, there's a lot of things we talk about in this business, like, you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. But I got to tell you, I'm afraid that too many of us in the past, we've said these things, and then we sit back and try to armchair quarterback those people to success. And I just think it's real important not to do that, but to make these people our partners and not our victims. Would you agree with that, Randy?
I agree 100%, Mr. Case.
Well, let me tell you how you can do that. You can make people partners by putting work clothes on your commitments. Now, how do you put work clothes on your commitments? Well, in my opinion, you do it by spending time with those new people. And when I say spend time, don't send those people to Fast Start. Take those people to Fast Start. Don't just send those people to group school. If it's at all possible, take those people to group school. And, Randy, from Amarillo, Texas, I got to tell you, it just so happens that the group school in Ada, Oklahoma, the home office, is the nearest school to us. There's a lot of wonderful group schools happening all over America. Any of them will do. But if you can support those people by taking them with you, it's going to make a big difference in your business. Now, for us in Amarillo, that's about a three-day commitment. It's a couple of $100 commitment. It's a 700-mile round trip that we all make by car, because you can make it by car faster than you can fly with two or three stops between here and Ada, Oklahoma. But I will say this to you. Making that commitment to my new recruits in the last 5 months, we've been able to take those people with the strongest whys out of our recruiting efforts. We've taken between 4 and 6 people every single month for 5 months to Ada, Oklahoma. And you got to understand, some of those people make pretty great sacrifices to make that trip. But we just simply tell them that if they're willing to make those sacrifices, we're going to sacrifice our time, our money, and our effort right along beside of them and see to them that they do this thing the right way. Now, I got to tell you just a quick couple of stories. Out of the 6 people that we took to the December school, there was one gentleman in there particularly. I won't name that gentleman, but he won't be on this call tonight. And he doesn't know that I know this, but he was downsized out of corporate America 1 week before he was vested in his 401k. Now, how many of you have heard about these things going on in America? That's one of the primary reasons people get fired, either that or they're getting fired because they can replace them with someone younger at half the money. And that's creating a lot of problems. But this gentleman was fired at that point in his 15-year career with corporate America. And I know he was an avid golfer. Well, I know, too, that he had a set of golf clubs that cost him more than $1,200. Randy, he doesn't know that I know this, but he pawned those golf clubs for $250 to make that trip with me to Ada, Oklahoma. Now, having said that, that same gentleman called me just today, still waiting for his license, still new in the business, to let me know he's got his first recruit, and it's a gentleman that's an Aflac agent with 320 groups, and they want to take prepaid legal into all 320 groups. Randy, was it worth it for me to support him and take him to Ada, Oklahoma?
No doubt.
Was it worth it for him to pawn those golf clubs to get there?
Absolutely.
Well, here's the goal, Randy. Our goal is to pit, not just recruit people, but our goal is to put people into production, put people on the right track. And I got to tell you, in my opinion, there is no better way to do that than to support those people by taking them to group school, accompanying them, let them get the group qualified, let them get small business qualified. And if it happens to be Ada, that's incredible, because that home office is so impressive. You cannot go to that school and take a tour of that home office and not get excited about prepaid legal. So I know my time is about up here, so just in closing, I want to tell you one other quick story. This is a young lady by the name of Michelle Harvey. Now, she came with us. Randy, you met her.
I met her, yeah.
In November, into the November group school, so she's been with us from Amarillo out here just a little over a month. Randy, we recruited that young lady on our first level, and this is a woman that is a 40-year-old mother of 5 children, single mother, came in on that single mother promotion, single parent promotion, runs a storefront business 6 days a week, selling new and used furniture out of a little storefront to support those five children. Now, I got to tell you, when I recruited her, I was even a little concerned about her having time to do prepaid legal. But we found a two-hour slot in the morning between the time she dropped off her last child to work and the time that she went to work in her store, and we've made a business plan for her to use those 2 hours a day to work prepaid legal. Randy, 1 month into this business, she made that sacrifice. She left those children for the first time in all of those years, and the oldest one being 14 years old, or 15, I'm sorry, made that trip with us to Ada, Oklahoma, got small business qualified, Fast Start qualified, group certified, came back to Amarillo, opened her first group account, now has put four new associates on her first level, has 12 associates in her organization, sold 14 memberships the first week in business, made over $1,200 her first week in business, working 2 hours a day in prepaid legal. Just think that is the direct result of people making commitments to one another and showing them that support by taking them to group school. And I'll just end this. I know my time is up, Randy, but I'll just end by saying this. When you match their commitments, you gain their respect. And just like Harlan Stonecipher, when you have respect, you have success. So God bless all of you, and thank you for your time.
Well, Ron, you have our respect, and I want to tell everybody on the call, you truly lead by example. I remember when we went to Washington, D.C. years ago together. That's back
in
probably 96, wasn't it?
That 96, I believe that's correct.
That's right. That's the first time I met you, and right then I knew that I liked you very much. But you've stuck with it through the ups and downs, and you're a true winner with prepaid.
Well, Ron, this is Ken. What a marvelous talk you did there. Appreciate your friendship, Ron. If we can ever be of service to you, feel free to call us.
We'll do that, and better yet, we'll see you next group school in Ada.
Okay.
I'll be there.
Thank you, Mr. Kate.
You're welcome.
Now, did Mr. Tony Hughes make it on?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, Randy?
Well, good, Tony. First, let me say this. Our next guest speaker, she was featured in the December 2004 issue of the Connection magazine. Actually, I guess she's the youngest female executive director we have ever had in prepaid legal, and we're very proud, of course, that she's a member of our More Success team, and I want you, Tony, to introduce her. I know you're from Salt Lake City. I know you're in the middle of a Fast Start training, Platinum 3 Executive Director, thinking no one better to introduce her than Mr. Tony Hughes. Welcome to the call, Tony.
Thank you. Did we get Megan on the call?
Yes, she's on.
Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, Randy, about 9:45 this morning, I got a phone call. It was Bruce Redwine, Mr. Stonecipher's assistant, and he said, Tony, Mr. Stonecipher is here, and he'd like to have a few minutes to speak with you, and my heart about fell out of my chest, and I said, okay, and so Mr. Stonecipher got on, and he just started, he wished me, obviously, a Merry Christmas, and then he started saying that he would like to talk to me about Megan Effington, and he said, this article in the Connections magazine is just absolutely incredible, and I said, Mr. Stonecipher, I've heard that from several people, but I haven't even read it myself because I haven't gotten my magazine in the mail yet. He said, oh, when you get it, you're going to love this article, and he said, I understand this young lady is in your organization. Have you had a chance to work with her? And I said, yes, I've worked with Megan quite a bit. And he said, well, we're considering running a special promotion for college students, and we're interested in talking to this young lady about helping us out with that. And I said, wow, that would be great. And he wanted to know a few things about her business and what she was doing, and I wasn't even aware of this until after I got off the phone with Mr. Stonecipher. I immediately called Megan and said, you'll never guess who just called me. And I said, Mr. Stonecipher, and guess who he wanted to talk about? And she said, who? And I said, you. And I told her all what I said to him. And then she said, well, Tony, I something a little secret that you don't know about, and maybe she doesn't want me to tell anybody. But she said, I've personally recruited 26 people in the month of December, and I'm going to be on the top recruiter call next month. And I was just blown away. And so, of course, Randy, I had shared that with you earlier today, and you thought it would be a tremendous thing to have her on the call, and I agreed. And so we were able to get a hold of her. And so I'd like to introduce the youngest female executive director in the history of this 32-year-old New York Stock Exchange company, someone who I'm very proud of, a tremendous team player, a tremendous leader. She's barely 19 years old now. She was 18 when she hit executive director. Miss Megan Effington, are you on the phone, Megan?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's so awesome. No pressure. There's about 700 people waiting to hear from you. So, we'll just turn the time over to you. I'd love for you to tell everybody what you're doing and how you're recruiting so many people and what it's like to be the youngest executive director, maybe how you did that.
Well, it feels great, and the way I did it is I had an Upline Platinum that let me come into his office at the beginning of every month and hound him, basically. Tony was a great mentor of mine, and went in at the start of every month, and I'm like, Tony, this is the month, and he would train me, and then nothing would happen. I wasn't on the ball and just kind of didn't really sink in. And then got to a stage in my business where I just really needed to build a team and build that stability and really get a more stable foundation under me. And everything that we talked about in his office came back to me. And so I've just been out recruiting like crazy. And I know one of the hardest things for me when starting recruiting is everyone kind of tells you, you know, the Dave Civil method, use that, or get them on a sizzle call. And whatever the method of choice is, they tell you to do that. But it's like, how do I do it? They're always saying, you know, just go do it. Well, how? How do I do it? And this month I just went out and did it. And you really can't learn how to recruit until you just do it. And I've been just on fire this month. The promotions that were announced just really lit me up and got me excited. And I've talked to just about everyone I run into. If I have any reason whatsoever to talk to them, they're going to hear about Prepaid Legal. And I usually just tell them, you know, are you looking for a little bit of extra income? If so, I'll take your name and number, and I'll be happy to give you a call. Get them on a sizzle call, and then after that, show them the DVD. And it's worked every time. And it's just been a great month, and had a lot of excitement and just absolutely thrilled. And I actually hadn't read the article in the magazine either. I had a call with my associates that had it, and I wanted to go see what it was because I hadn't seen it in there yet. But this month has just been incredible in recruiting. And at the beginning of the month, my upline director, Neil Tu, asked me to go and present for him to four prospects. And I said, well, sure, I'm not doing anything in my business. You know, I'll help you build yours. So presented to these four people, and they all said yes. And I was like, that was, you know, pretty easy. Didn't really do much. Didn't have to twist their arm or anything. And I was just so thrilled that I was like, dang, this is a lot easier than solo memberships. I'll just do this for the rest of the month. And it's just been absolutely phenomenal. I've been doing PBRs literally every night of the week. Christmas night, I did a PBR. In fact, have two scheduled today that I've done, and just really been on fire with activity. And that's really what it's all about, and making that committed decision that you're going to do it. I told myself at the first week of this month that I was going to be on the top recruiter call, and so I just went out and recruited like crazy, and, you know, hopefully I'll be in that top 10. I'm at 26, and I'm not slowing down. I'm planning on getting hopefully at least 5 to 6 more to add on to that and send into the home office by this Friday. But
Megan, if you're
really
not in the top, if you're not in the top 5, I'll be surprised. In fact, you could be number 1 in the entire company. And Mr. Randy Moore, Mr. Ken Moore, I tell you what, if a 19-year-old college student can do it, anybody can do it. And I think what we're hearing, Megan, is that you're just involved with a tremendous amount of activity. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And you're doing tons of PBRs. You told me earlier today that your voice was hoarse most of the time because you're talking so much doing presentations, and you went out and actually bought a little projector that has a PowerPoint presentation built right into it. That's pretty impressive. So we're just proud of you and proud of the success that you're having, and you know that it's going to be tough for someone else to beat your record, you know, to have a female head executive director before you did. It's going to be a tall order, and so we're just very proud of you and happy to have you on our team, and I think you're going to be a tremendous role model. And Randy, what Mr. Stonecipher was looking at, they may even do an audio tape specifically for college students, much like Fletcher, Dr. Fletcher Brothers did, and they were thinking about even having Megan be the one that puts that out, so we'll see if that comes about. But nevertheless, you know, I think focusing on college students is going to be a pretty smart thing to do. Would you say, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. If you can stay with them and spend a lot of time training them, because they're begging for someone to mentor them.
Tony, this is Ken Moore, and you know, I was with Harlan again this afternoon, been with him twice today. And Megan, if you don't know, Harlan and I have been together for 2 decades now, and as I was busy with him, he had really impressed him, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised. In fact, I'd be surprised if you aren't. Well, you're going to be probably one of the youngest millionaires that's ever come out of Prepaid Legal. And I'm so proud and happy to have you on the team and just listen to you tonight. I'd recruit again, wouldn't you, Randy?
Definitely. I wish I could get
them. Personally, from the top of the team, I want to thank you for being on the team and thank you for your enthusiasm, your heartfelt dedication, and your activities. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Megan. Great
Randy,
article.
I just kind of say one thing. She told me today she has a goal of being a silver executive director by Oklahoma City and a platinum executive director by Las Vegas. So I think with her tenacity and her work ethic, that that's definitely a feasible goal.
I sure wouldn't want to bet against it.
No.
We're proud to have you aboard, Megan. Thanks for being on the call. Now I want to go back out to Ada, Oklahoma, and to Executive Vice President Mr. Ken Moore. We're here with our last speaker.
Randy, what an honor to introduce this last speaker. Wasn't that girl fantastic? My Lord, the fire in her voice and everything. No wonder she's recruiting people, that enthusiasm. But this next guest speaker has been a friend of mine for quite some time now. Very close. I feel very close to him as a personal friend. But he has something else, too. If you've ever heard him do a presentation, you know he's got dynamic speaking ability. He's a sharp guy, but he's also, when he sticks his mind to something, he's dedicated. Sometimes he's a little hard-headed now, you understand, but we can always get through that because he's accused me of being this very same way. Randy, a gentleman that's just come back into the business, never did quit the business, let me make this clear. He only took a little sabbatical for there a little while, but kept his membership, kept an associate, come back, decided to really get after it. His first 30 days back in the business, he's already an executive director, Randy. Can you believe that? 30 days, already an executive director. A great friend of mine, a great advocate of prepaid legal, Mr. Isaiah Searson.
Praise God, Ken. That's mighty nice if you call me hard-headed. I really appreciate that.
Well, Randy got mad at me the other day for saying something.
No. That's not a problem to me at all. Ladies and gentlemen, just a pleasure.
You know what that means, that you're a stay too man.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Oh, only in a high, complimental way.
Well, first of all, everyone, I just want to thank God for the opportunity just to meet and greet each of you all by way of telephone tonight and just to be able to sort of sing the praises of what Ken and Randy those are doing, because like many of you all who are very close to Ken and Randy, you know the kind of quality of people that they are. But I've been knowing Ken since 1993, and he and I have been extraordinarily very, very close. I consider him every bit as much of my brother as my brother Jeff is in Augusta, Georgia. But I got away from prepaid for a minute because there was some issues that I had to personally attend to, ministry-wise and other things. But nonetheless, I sort of kept my finger on the pulse of what was going on and just listening at what has already been said. Some of those things that have been said can very well be echoed even here again. You know, listening at the young lady, Megan, you know, 19 years old, you know, that just takes away each and every excuse anybody can ever hope to give about why they can't do this business. And when I first got in this business back in 93, as Ken and Randy can probably tell you, we didn't have a whole lot of the tools that we have today. As a matter of fact, I use a reproduced photograph of Roger Staubach so many times that he looked like he had an afro. And we used to make fun of that sometimes because that was the case, because those are some of the only tools that we had. But since I came back full-time to really, really just go after prepaid like a madman, you know, just really have a desire for it that I'm willing to sacrifice whatever time is necessary to get the job done. I went down and visited with Ken, visited him at his home. We went to the home office. He gave me a personal tour of the facility and everything. He sat down. We talked. You know the conviction. You know the commitment that he has. And when he and I talked, my wife and I had already mentioned some things, and she was in perfect agreement. So it was just the right time. It was the right time for me to do everything. And the tools that are available, the DVDs, the PBR tape, you can literally just hand someone a DVD now, and you got Darnell Self, you got Carruthers doing a presentation for you, and you cannot deny that kind of credibility. One of the things I've done is I've taken Darnell and I've taken Brian Carruthers' PBR tape and put that together with a copy of their story and just hand that out to some folks and just ask them, you know, just, are you really, really, really serious? And I want to make that clear, because if they aren't really, really serious, then I don't want to waste their time nor mine. But if they are really, very serious about looking at an opportunity to get some further income, then I just tell them, look, these are two of the top executives in our company. This is their stories. This is where they were, and this is where they are now. Just read their stories and take the time tonight, you and your wife, if need be, you and whoever's there with you, and just listen at the story. And if that does not get them done, then they have no business in the kitchen actually at all. you take that kind of tape along with the other DVD there, the, you know, right now, the best time right now, whatever that DVD is, that DVD that gives all of the company information, everything is so spread out. Melvin Hall said you must be crazy if you don't have this membership. Those DVDs and things have literally transformed my business because they do everything, and it's so high quality, it's so up-tempo, and it's so first class that it's just so very, very professionally done that great professional people are taking a look at it and seeing it. The Profile of Success, I've used it because that thing now is about three times, Ken, as thick as it was when I was in it last.
Ever been three times as thick.
Oh, man, and just you can find there's nobody you're going to talk to that does not fit the profile of someone that's in that book. And if you already got an idea who you're going to be visiting with, it's a good idea just to take that book along with and just flip the page and say, look, here's a person that's in the same career field, the same job that you were in. This is what they did. They took a look at prepaid, and this is where they are today. This is some of the advantages that prepaid has meant for their lives. I listened to these things, wrote these things down, presented these things, and this particular month we've already positioned ourselves to be back at the executive director level. Now, that was not done just by me. That was not done by me, I should say. I had the help of a lot of other people. One in particular is my hero. He's my brother, Jeff, out of Augusta, Georgia. This young man, he's the second one up to me, was the first one up to me in our family chain. But he is my hero. He and I both are retired military guys. He was a command sergeant major. I was an E-7 in the Air Force. But Jeff, when he puts his mind in anything he wants to do, Jeff's going to do it. He was the first one in the family to get his degree. He's now went on and gotten a master's and things of that sort. But when I talked to him, he wanted to also stoke the fires again. And Jeff is now positioned himself for executive director. He just got his third director leg done. So now we're looking to position him and work with him to get him to executive director prior to the upcoming national event. Jeff's been one, Pastor William Sims here in Oklahoma City, just positioned himself as director. And then everything that the first gentleman talked about also, about what some of the things that I've done this year that I may not have done in times past. And that is when we bring in a new associate that we just don't tell them where to go, but we take them there. Ken knows that when I first got Pastor Sims was into the business, one of the first things I did was drove him down to the home office. There is absolutely, for those of us in Oklahoma, and for those of you near, there's absolutely no way in the world that you can make your business any better than to have whoever you prospect and come to visit the home office. Just the building alone is a monument and testament to what prepaid is all about. Walking inside is just a gravy. Just seeing it there, sitting on that hill, has so much power. So all of those things was very, very instrumental in me getting back in and doing some of the things that we've been able to do. He mentioned also matching the commitment of the other people. You commit to the level of their commitment. And if you got someone that's going to commit to this thing and you tell them you're going to and don't, then you literally lie to them. And so I made the commitment that the people that come into this business with me come in with someone else. When the Fast Start classes are there, when Steve Bratches are doing them, when Eddie Sturgis are doing them, whoever is doing them, I'm going to be there. I'm going to commit that Saturday morning whenever possible. And I am going to be in that classroom there so that they can see. When they see you as an upline committed to their success, that really gives them the kind of encouragement that they really need to take this business to the next level. And what that translates into is not just general income for them, but it also increases your income as well. The AOMA thing, the all-out massive activity. I read an article that Eddie did when he did some training here. It simply said whoever makes the most exposure is going to make the most money. Or whoever gets the most no's is going to make the most money. Whoever go belly to belly the more often during the day is going to make the most money. Megan saying that her voice was really strapped from talking to so many people, that's the reason she'll make the most money. And that's an encouragement. And those are some of the things that has to be done if we're to be successful and if anyone else to be successful in this business. So I look forward to the challenges ahead. I look forward to the challenges that I place upon myself. One of the ones that I made, and I know it's a steep one, I want to be platinum by the time we go to the national. That's a very, very high goal that's going to strain me like you won't believe, but I'm like a rubber band. Once I've been stretched, then I never return to that original shape. So even if I don't get it, then where I fall should be in a pretty good position. So we're looking forward to those kinds of things, and we have the leadership and Ken and Aranda and Cindy Hughes. I met the Hughes, and man, I'm just excited to be back on the playing field. I'm excited about my part to play. I look forward to helping anyone that I can help, and I look forward to being one of the best in the business. And I want to do one thing, you all. This man, this red-headed fella that we have at the top of this pecking order, when there's an old song that when something is wrong with my friend, then there's something wrong with me. And for him to be with us on this telephone call tonight and the relationship that he and I have enjoyed over these years, I want to make sure that I achieve these goals, that not only can I walk in them, but he can see that the product of his stability and his initiative and his intense commitment to me has all paid off. He has been a friend and a friend indeed. I love him like a brother, and I look forward to working with anyone on the team and doing everything I can to make everyone's life in prepaid a whole lot better. So, Randy, for all you guys and everyone listening, God bless you guys, and I really do appreciate it.
Isaiah, I tell you, I really, really appreciate that. I'm honored that you consider me your brother. That's quite an honor. I feel the same way, and it's just great to have you work in the business with all of our other great associates. Randy, I'll turn the call to you, but first I'd like to say this would be our last call for 2004, but we did more in 2004. That was a good thing, more in 2004. Our recruiting was the highest percentage it's ever been. Our sales was the highest percentage it's ever been. But you hadn't seen nothing yet. We're all going to come alive in 2005.
Well, thank you for being on tonight, Mr. Moore. I want to thank all of our guest speakers tonight. I think it was a great call. And don't forget, everyone, next Monday night, the founder, CEO, chairman of the board, Prepaid Legal, Mr. Harlan Stonecipher, will be our guest speaker. So you want to get on just a few minutes early because it will be a very large call. And let him know from our team just how many people are on when you come on and state your name and state you're calling from.
Randy, it's going to be such a big call. It would be a great idea if they could get some people all together someplace to hear it, or they could, however they have to do it, to get them all on one call so we could get more people on the call, because the call will be filled up, and it'll be filled up pretty early because there'll be several hundred people on that call.
Yeah, so if you have a PBR, if you have a gathering of people that put it on a speakerphone, that's just one line used up, or if you have three-way or whatever, just plug as many people into your calls as you can, because that only takes up one line. Therefore, we'll have hundreds and hundreds of associates on that next Monday night. With that, I hope everyone had a great Christmas. I know what we did, and we're looking for a great new year, and we'll talk to everyone next Monday night. God bless.
Hey, Randy.
Yes.
Hey, Jeff Hughes, I just wanted to say hi. Give me a call when you get a chance.